beginning at verse 9.
All right.
And they came to the place which God had told him of. Mm-hmm. And Abraham built an altar there, mm-hmm. and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
Yeah.
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you for this great opportunity that we have once again to stand before your people. And so it is again that I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding. Lord, that I would rightly divide your word. Lord, I would rightly divide your word and rightly apply your word. Touch the heart and ears of all that are in attendance today. Help us, Lord, so that after the teaching and the preaching of your word, we will all be doers of your word. This I ask in the name of Jesus, and let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you once again. We want to talk to you today, amen, as we have been promoting this month, amen, pretty much of the last month, leading up to this month, as a month at the altar.
Uh-huh.
Amen. A month at the altar. And I'm sure that many of you are serious about this month.
Yeah.
And we're praying that many more of you will be serious about this month. Yeah. And prayer is such a vital part of our development.
Right.
Vital part of our maturity. And so today, we want to use for a thought, we want to talk about Abraham today, and our subject would be Abraham's altar experience.
All right. Amen.
Abraham's altar experience. As we said, we've really been talking about prayer and the altar. House of God, the Lord said, should be called the house of prayer. Yeah. He was angry on one occasion because the people were doing other things. Hallelujah. Things that profited themselves. Amen. You know, when you think about that, to profit oneself is not always a financial increase.
Amen.
Sometimes we go about profiting ourselves by what we do or what we don't do.
Yeah.
Amen. And so even in the house of God, sometimes if we're not careful, the things that we do are simply to profit or to better ourselves.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord says that's not what he's interested in. He wants his house to be called a house of prayer. Amen. And this is why we encourage everyone. And next Sunday will be the officers and deacons and trustees. Amen. An opportunity to be at the altar, because this is where our work begins.
Amen.
Our work does not begin by our intellect or whose family we come from. That's irrelevant. God is not concerned about that. He's not impressed about that at all. Amen. Because he is the King of Kings.
Amen.
He already knows nobody supersedes him. So your family, heritage, all of that is irrelevant as far as God is concerned. Amen. He want to know, what do you think about him?
Right.
Amen. And we can develop that relationship at the altar. Not just this altar here, just in the month of November. But certainly we trust that this will jumpstart you. Maybe after this month, if you haven't been spending special time in prayer, amen, and in consecration to the Lord, maybe this will jumpstart you to the following months. Amen. You will realize the benefit. Because there is a benefit. Amen. In fasting and praying, amen, and consecrating oneself to the Lord, there is benefit. Glory to God. It's not an idle activity. It's not a worthless activity. There is a benefit.
Amen.
Amen. And so we want to look today, amen, as we said, to Abraham's altar experience. Now, the altar, one definition is a place of sacrifice and worship. A place of sacrifice and worship. Amen. The altar is a place where the human and the divine interact.
Amen.
Hmm? All right. Yes, the altar is a place where the human, that's you and I, amen, and the divine, that's God, where we can interact. And I know that, amen, our interaction is not limited here at the altar. Please don't misunderstand me. Know you can get in touch with God in your home, in your automobile, on your job. I know that all of these places are available to you, amen, to get in touch with God. We are attempting a collective, amen, gathering.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Very interesting thing I was thinking about last week. I just want to share it with you. Amen. With the exception of Jesus Christ, I don't believe any of the Bible characters knew or had any idea that years later people would be reading about them.
All right.
Amen. As we were studying this morning out of Sunday school about John and the vision that he saw, I believe many of those Bible characters, even when they receive revelation from God, amen, I'm just believing that their train of thought was to the immediate group of people, to the immediate nation.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They had no idea, I don't believe they had any idea, that thousands of years later, we would be reading about them.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, What difference does that make? Well, you know, when I began to look at it, to me, it made a lot of difference because they were not acting from a script.
Yeah. Come on.
But they were prompted and moved because of obedience and commitment.
Yeah.
Hmm? Think about it. They didn't know that, amen, years later, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that we would call it the heroes of faith. They weren't performing the things that they did. Amen. Noah didn't go out and build that ark because he said, man, years later, they're going to be reading about me.
No.
Noah moved because of his commitment to God.
Amen.
Moses, when he went down and confronted Pharaoh, he didn't go down and say, man, years later, they're going to see how I stood up here in front of Pharaoh. That wasn't in his mind, I don't believe. Amen. In his mind was just simply following God's order.
That's right.
God told him to go down and confront Pharaoh. So when we read about, amen, the adventures of these Bible characters, they were not performing or acting from scripts. They were acting out of obedience and commitment to the Lord.
All right.
And saints of God, the same thing is required today.
Amen.
Whether anyone knows about your activities beyond these walls or not, amen, commitment and obedience is required of you and me, amen, in our walk and in our work with the Lord.
Amen.
How committed are you? How obedient are you to the word of God?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When we look at Abraham here today, amen, one of the things that we can understand is that his life was kind of like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
like many of us, our lives are like a roller coaster. One day we're high up on the hump. And then the next day we're descending to the bottom at breathtaking speed. We don't know how we're going. Just like a roller coaster ride. But what happens when you hit it? What happens on a roller coaster? You bounce back up to another high point. Glory to God. So our lives, amen, is a lot like that. But, amen, Jesus puts it this way. When we talk about commitment, Jesus says in Luke 9:23, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Self-denial. Amen. These patriarchs, these Bible characters that we studied about, they denied self in their performance, amen, at the command of God. Oh, some of them may have just temporarily, just for a short while, thought about themselves. But quickly their commitment to God overrode any selfish ambitions that they had.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo, feeling pretty good. We get back to the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So let's look at Abraham today. Let's look at him just for a few minutes. We read right here, amen, in verse 9 where we started, it says, and they came to the place where God had told him of. Amen. Abraham had already had many conversations with God.
Yeah.
Amen. And through these conversations, Abraham had been presented with situations that seemed impossible. We remember the situation about him and Sarah bearing a child. Glory be to God. Seemed like an impossible situation. But through his obedience and commitment to the word of God, the Bible says, in due time, Sarah brought forth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Not only that, but back in Genesis 12:1, when the Lord spoke to Abraham, he was Abram at that time, and told him to get out of his country. Wow. That's why I say, saints of God, these people were not acting from scripts. Amen. They were moving out of obedience to God. In chapter 12 of Genesis, God tells Abraham, get from your kinfolk. What did we say today? I ain't leaving Uncle So-and-so. I ain't leaving. But God told Abraham, get out from your kin. And listen, when you read that, he didn't say, leave your kin and go to such and such place. He said, leave, and then I'll show you where you're going.
Right.
These people move by faith.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And they would, I got to say it again because that just weighed in my spirit. They didn't move because they felt they were going to be impressing people later on in life. They simply moved out of commitment and love to God. That's why each one of us have to weigh our commitment. Are you committed to the cause of Christ? Not to your own personal agenda, but are you committed to the cause of Christ? Amen. The altar will help us align and prioritize our commitment.
All right. That's right.
The altar. We said the other night that sin will keep you from praying, but praying will keep you from sin.
All right.
And it will. You cannot honestly, amen, go down on your knees and cry out to God, amen, from your heart, and then get up and deliberately sin. Can't do it. I mean, if you're really crying from the heart, now, if you just say some words, you can say amen and get up and go back to fornicating or whatever it was you were doing. But if you're crying from your heart, Because let me tell you, when you cry from your heart, and then God hears the heartfelt cry.
Amen.
And he's not in the business of just listening and hearing. He's in the business of answering.
Amen.
Glory to God. That sincere heart. Mm-hmm. So the word says that Abraham, he came to the place that God had told him of. Because over in 12:1, he told him to leave his kinfolk, and he'd show him a place. And over here, at the beginning of this chapter, he tells him to take his son Isaac and go to the land of Moriah, and I'll show you a mountain over there that you, I want you to sacrifice your son. He didn't tell him what mountain it was. He just told him the land to go. Go to the land of Moriah.
That's right.
So now, he's in the land of Moriah, and verse 9, amen, evidently God has pointed out the place that Abraham, this is where I want you to set up the altar to in preparation of sacrificing your son. Look at the highs and lows once again of Abraham. Back over in chapter 21 was when Ishmael was making fun of Isaac when he was small. And,
right.
And Sarah said, look, get rid of Hagar and Ishmael. Put them out of the house. Abraham had to make another tough decision.
That's right. Joe did.
Because Ishmael was his son.
That's right.
Hagar was his handmaid, but Ishmael was his son.
That's right.
But he was making fun of Isaac, and Sarah said, put them both out.
Joe did.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, he listened to Sarah, sure. And it got in trouble.
Sure.
That's how he got Ishmael.
That's right.
Because he wasn't listening to Sarah. She said, I can't marry no children. Take Hagar, go in there and
work out his time.
But this time, Sarah said, put him out.
Yeah,
Abraham cut to the heart. I'm going to put my son out.
That's right.
But the Lord speaks.
Sure did.
The Lord speaks,
yes,
and he says, Abraham, do what Sarah says. Wow. So look at the highs and lows that Abraham had to go through. Oh, my son, I got to put him out. So the Bible said in chapter 21 that he rises early that morning, gives Hagar and Ishmael some water and some bread, and tell them, hit the road.
That's
you know,
right.
Not turn, didn't you see, like that.
That's right. Let's do that.
But that was his son. But once again, Abraham was not following a script. He was listening to the voice of God.
Yeah.
And I know that it might sound confusing sometimes. And sometimes, amen, the thing that we hear from God don't always make sense.
That's right.
If we're honest, it don't always make sense. I believe, amen, I know for myself, sometimes that's why we're a little hesitant to proceed.
Yeah.
Because it don't sound right. But in this chapter, amen, he tells Abraham to take your son, your only son, the one you love.
Yeah.
The word of God. This is the one that the Lord says, through him I'm going to bless.
Yeah.
But God has said, take him and offer him for a sacrifice.
Yeah.
My God. So here in verse 9, they get to the place. And the Bible says that Abraham builds an altar. Then he lays the wood. And then he bounds Isaac. You got to know that on this trip, as they were making this 3-day trip, Isaac knew, amen, the format for a burnt sacrifice.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
He knew that there had to be an animal there somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
So on that trip, on that 3-day trip, somewhere along there, Isaac says, hey, Dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Got a question.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on, man. Come on.
Yes, son. What is it? I see the fire.
Tell it. All right. Tell it.
I see the wood.
Yeah.
Right. Daddy, we're going to make a sacrifice. Where is the sacrifice?
All right. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Abraham didn't say you the sacrifice.
No.
But that's what God had told him. But Here's what Abraham said. He says, my son,
yeah.
God will
provide
himself
yeah.
a lamb for sacrifice.
All right. Okay.
Glory to God. And we have to believe that that brought some sense of comfort to Isaac. But now we get to the place.
Come on now.
We get to the place, and Abraham is fixing the altar. He's putting the wood there, and then he grabs his son.
Yeah.
Now, my son is physically, he's stronger than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't ashamed to say it. Physically, he's stronger than I am. He's a big man.
That's right.
And so can you imagine me grabbing him to lay him on the altar? There'd be a scuffle showing. But because of his obedience,
that's right. Yeah. Come on.
He yields to me.
Yeah.
Not because he figured I'm superior in strength, but because of his obedience.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So Isaac was a young man, probably in his teens.
Yeah.
And here this man, 100 years old.
Yeah.
Gonna grab him and put him on the altar.
Yeah.
We're talking today about Abraham's altar experience.
Yeah, right.
Glory to God. That when you are moved by the power of God, God will work in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you move under the authority and the unction of the Holy Ghost, God will come in, amen, and do things that you and I could never imagine.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible says he bounds Isaac.
That's the word.
And lays him on the altar.
Word.
My God. Hallelujah. Look at the submission of Isaac. Many equate this, amen, in terms of symbolism as Christ yielding to the Father.
Uh-huh.
When God told the Son, I want you to go down and hang on the cross.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Jesus prayed the prayer, if there's any other way I can deliver these people, let me know.
That's right.
But if it ain't no other way, your will be done.
Yeah.
The Lord doesn't speak, so obviously he wants him to hang on the cross.
Yeah.
Christ gets up and he willingly goes to the cross.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Even as the people know, no man takes my life, I lay it down.
Yeah. All right.
My God, then he says, I got power to lay it down.
That's right, come on now.
And I got power to take it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus let them know, look, I got power.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this willingly.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Because
my
Father sent me. So Isaac lays down willingly on the altar. Glory be to God. Laid down willingly on the altar. And the Bible says, amen, that Abraham draws the knife back.
That's the word.
Hey, Isaac had to be laying there looking at his daddy.
That's the word.
With the knife drawn up. Get ready to come down, but God speaks and says, "Hold it, Abraham."
Yeah.
My God. I'm talking about Abraham altar experience. Glory be to God. He's got it drawn back and he's getting ready to take his son's life. But the Lord says, "Wait a minute, Abraham. I see something in you."
Yeah.
My God, I'm asking you today, amen, in your walk with the Lord, in your relationship with the Lord, do God see obedience and commitment in you, or do he see rebellion and resistance?
Thank you.
We always have a but when the Lord speaks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Lord says, do this. We say, yeah, but. Glory be to God. Abraham didn't go that route.
That's right.
Abraham willingly took his only son because he done sent one off in the wilderness.
That's right.
Don't even know the fate of the other one. And this is the one that God said he was going to bless him through.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Somebody here today, God has told you, if you put your, amen, your gift on the altar, he will bless you through it.
Amen.
Now here's what we got to understand, amen. God showed me this the other week, amen. Your gift,
uh-huh.
It's not just for you to open and enjoy. God gave you your gift to open it so others could enjoy it. We don't like that. Hallelujah. We're just like a little child. When a little child opened that gift, they don't want no other child to play with.
That's right. Great. Come on now.
They'll set it down. Now watch my grandkids. They'll set it down and go off and play. Then when one of the other grandkids go get it. That's the way we do. But God gave us our gift to open it for somebody else to be blessed by. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So this is what he told Abraham. He says, I'm going to bless you because of your obedience. Because I see now that you won't hold anything back from me. My God, that's why it makes sense. So God, you got to be willing to give God your all. You got to be willing to pour it all on the altar. You got to be willing to say, Lord, here I am. That's what Abraham said. Every time God called him, Abraham said, here I am, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that when he stopped his hand, and glory to God, he looked around and there was a ram caught in the bushes. My God. Abraham, understand now that I don't have to take the life of my son, because the God that I serve is able.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo. To provide. Yes. How many know that God will provide if you are willing to put it on the altar? Glory be to God. Whatever it is, if you're willing to put it on the altar, God will provide. Because Abraham, amen, after this encounter, Abraham says his name is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Meaning God will provide. Hallelujah. I want somebody to know today that from Abraham's altar experience that you and I can gain hope that God might stretch you, but he's not going to stretch you beyond what he's able to bless you. Anything that God might take out of your life, he's got something else better to replace it with. Are y'all listening to me today? Glory be to God. As we said earlier, that even on last month, Lord, bring down the stronghold, that thing that is, amen, orchestrating my life and causing me to do all of these crazy things, causing me to stay out of church, causing me to not obey God's word, causing me to be rebellious against God. Jesus, search my heart, hallelujah, and take it out and make me whole. Glory be to God. That stronghold, that thing that you just can't get away from. You're trying with all your might, but you just can't pull it loose from it. Every time you pull, it pulls back. And so you find yourself giving into it again and again. We said the other night, sometimes there are habits in our life. Glory be to God. Some of you running around, you ought to be at home some of that time. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't get no amen right now, but that's all right. Anyhow, but you ought to be at home. Glory be to God. And you're sitting there trying to stay. But oh, you get the itch. You get to wondering what they doing over there. What's going on over there? I'm just going to go down for a little while. It won't stay long. And there you go. But if you put it on the altar, God. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. To pull down this stronghold. Where you can sit at home. Glory be to God. When that itch comes, you can say, Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, pull down the stronghold. Y'all don't like this kind of preaching. Because y'all want to be governed by those strongholds. But you got to make up in your mind. I'm not going to be the devil's puppet any longer. Because the Holy Spirit wants you to be is his puppet. He wants to drag you around, have you dangling from strength. Glory be to God. Have you going over here saying this, taking part in this. That's the devil's puppet. Glory be to God. Every time he said jump, you say how high, and when can I come down? But you got to make up in your mind. Jesus, I'm going to put it on the altar. Just like Abraham had it. because I come to encourage you today to let you know that the Lord does not run short. His power, his authority, his ability does not slack. Just as strong as he was back in Abraham's day, the strength is still the same today. If God is able to bring Abraham through such a test, he's able to bring you and I through such a test that we can have. And I want somebody to be encouraged today that are going to put it on their altar, that's going to open up their heart and say, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Over in the New Testament, they put it this way, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not only that, but it says, present your body a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. When you come to the altar week after week, when you kneel at the altar in your home, present yourself as a living sacrifice. Holy! Unto God, which is just your reasonable service, considering how good God has been to you, considering all the blessings that you are enjoying now that you're not worthy of. You thought it was your intellect, you thought it was who you knew, but none of that played in the picture. The mercy of God, the blessing of God, poured out in your life. Glory be to God. Because we're talking about being good enough, none of us are good enough. And we're talking about the family we came from, none of our families are good enough. We don't want to hug up on that, about who I am and how long I've been in the church. The devil is a lie. You did not die for the church. Your daddy didn't die for the church. Your granddaddy didn't die for the church. Jesus. Oh my God, anybody know him today? I said, does anybody know him today? Jesus!
Hallelujah.
Jesus was the one that gave his life for the church. We gotta get off of this intellectual prestige type of thing. About how long I've been here. Lord knows exactly how long I've been here. He knows exactly what you've been doing.
Oh, thank you!
Huh? He keeps good records. The Lord keeps good records. Glory be to God. With the Lord, you don't have to worry about every ID being dotted. With the Lord, you don't have to worry about every T being crossed. Hallelujah. He keeps good records. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because the Lord looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. We look on the outside, but the Lord is concerned about the heart. Hallelujah. Yeah. I can use him because his heart is right. But we think the Lord can use us because of where we come from, how we dress. Glory be to God. I told you he's the King of Kings, so he knows about royal attire.
Hallelujah.
He knows about royal attire. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I don't care what store you shop at, that don't impress God. It's nice, and God has blessed us when we can shop in these stores. It used to be Hansburg's. Anybody remember Hansburg's? Huh? Yeah, ain't nobody raised my hand, but okay, thank you. But God is well aware of our position. What we got to do, saints of God, is to forget our position and be concerned about our condition. And at the altar, oh yes, we're going to promote it, amen, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. This right here, this right here is prosperity gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I was thinking this morning when the teacher was teaching in Sunday school in that 21st chapter of Revelation 21, when it talks about the new heaven, the new earth, and all of that, and then we're going to study in a few weeks about the walls and jasper. This is the prosperity gospel preparing you for that, not telling you about how many homes you can own down here if you send me in
$5. That's right.
Because all that stuff is going to pass away. We said that this morning. Heaven and earth going to pass. And what it meant by that was all this interior and that material stuff. What we're placing so much emphasis on. That's how we leave it. Oh, I hate to be like that, but that's how we leave it. We're quiet. And then one day, we gone.
That's right.
That boat still here, that car still here. But when we will have an altered experience, a time that we're willing to place it all on the altar. And say, Lord, it's in your hands. That's what I like about that. Let me sum that up. The Lord told Abraham, because you've done this, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your seed. And through you, others will be blessed. Let me get back to the gift real quickly. You open your gift so others can benefit from it. Glory to God. You don't keep it to yourself. That concerns me many times about people in the secular world. They say they sang in their granddaddy's choir at such and such church. God didn't give them that gift to sell out to the world. Of course, he gave them that option because God, we're not robots. And they had that option, so that is what they chose. They chose to sell it to the world. Glory to God. People told me for years, man, you ought to be recording. It really has never been an interest of mine. I thank God for the talent that he's given me, but to be recording and to be guided by some company has never been an interest of mine, because when you record now, to a certain extent, you're selling yourself to a company. They're going to steer you to a certain extent.
That's right.
But the way it is now, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, I get up on Sunday morning, shave, get up on Wednesdays. No, we got Wednesday night service, Glory be to God. Amen. Guided by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we're saying today, I'm going to ask you to stand. We're closing out to the Abraham's altar experience. Think about it. Abraham didn't know that we're going to be reading about him and say, wow, man. He was just simply moved by the power of Abraham, by his commitment, and his obedience to God. And I say to you today, amen, as we continue throughout this month and the remainder of the year, starting a new year before long, let us be moved by our commitment to God through obedience, through obeying the word of God. As we're standing right now,